Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Shane, S-H-A-N-E-D, Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R. Address is 352 St. Augustine Drive, Chico, California, 95928-4376. Phone 720-938-1144. Date of birth is 7/19/1966, 59-year-old man. Insurance is Blue Cross / Blue Shield of California. Policy holder, Petrova-Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, Anna, A-N-N-A. It's addressed to Dr. David Alonso, A-L-O-N-S-O-M-D. ID number 146-740-3246. North State Primary Care, 564 Rio Lindo Avenue, Suite 102, 530-965-9900, fax 530-965-9265. The clinical indication is non-intractable headaches, chronic, Dear Dr. Alonso, thank you for referring. Shane D. Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, for neurological evaluation with his history of headaches and possible exposure to Lyme disease. New paragraph, as you may remember, when traveling in Europe last year, he developed a erythematous patch in his right gluteal area by report and underwent laboratory testing, which was reported to be positive for Lyme disease disorder. New paragraph, reevaluation lab testing on August 26, 2025, showed a negative laboratory evaluation. He had a P41 IgG antibody, a P23 antibody, and a Lyme IgM blot that was positive and abnormal. An IgMP23 antibody was also present. Paragraph. His laboratory testing showed an elevated LDL cholesterol. The Comprehensive Metabolic Panel, May 30th, 2025, was normal. The complete blood count showed a slightly elevated MCV of 100, with the remainder of the values being normal. He is treated with pravastatin 20 milligrams. By his report on February 9, he reported that he was probably bitten by a tick while in Denmark, but he never saw the insect. He noted that he developed a characteristic bull's eye rash and saw his nurse practitioner, who gave him his initial dosage of doxycycline. And later returned in August because of illness with exhaustion, head pain, where his Lyme test was ordered and was positive. He was initiated on a 30-day treatment of doxycycline and a follow-up lab test was found to be negative. The headaches, new paragraph, the headaches that began in August continued and behaved as if he had a sinus infection with inflammation, pain, and congestion. Since that time, his symptoms have slowly decreased. He reports a sense of pressure in his ears. Retroorbital in nature and behind his temples. The pain initially was nearly constant. With a gradual decrease in intensity, but has never completely resolved. The pain is worsened by motion and activity. Valsalva maneuvered kinds of activity aggravate his pain. He has had multiple evaluations, including ENT, throat, He's seen Drs. Christian Head, H-E-A-D, and Sean, S-E-A-N, H-A-S-H-E-M-I. He was found to have some symptoms of TMJ. CT imaging of the sinuses on October 2, 2025 revealed mild findings of ethmoid opacification. And a small maxillary retention cyst. His consulting physicians did not believe that his findings were sufficient to explain the severity or persistence of his symptoms. There was no reported evidence of acute or chronic sinusitis. Brain MR imaging with and without contrast on December 30th, 2025 was interpreted as no evidence of mass lesion, hemorrhage, enhancement, or structural abnormality. An incidental finding was a small Rathke, R-A-T-H-K-E apostrophe S, cleft cyst, and a few tiny nonspecific white matter hyperintensities consistent with migraine or small vessel change. Additional laboratory testing did not identify an alternative systemic or inflammatory explanation. He is scheduled for an infectious disease consultation at Stanford Medical Center on March 3rd, 2025. His retroorbital pain has been evaluated by an ophthalmologist, Dr. David G.A.I.D.A., on December 8, 2025. His comprehensive eye examination was normal. No evidence of optic neuritis, papilledema, or other ocular pathology to explain his symptoms. A comprehensive audiology evaluation in January 29, 2026. Audiogram with tympanometry. Was normal with no evidence of conductive or sensory neural hearing loss or middle ear pathology. Under the assumption his pain is musculoskeletal, he has seen Randy Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S, physical therapist at Healthy U. He reports that he feels temporarily improved after treatment, but no underlying cause was identified. At this time, he's interested in finding out what caused his sinus head pain, he wants to know the exact mechanism of his pain, what can he do to heal faster, how should he deal with the pain. He is interested in the long-term prognosis. He reports slow improvement over 6 months with the pain causing a substantial improve problem with his daily function. He wants to know the exact neurological mechanism underlying his symptoms that might help guide his further management. New paragraph. MR imaging in the brain with and without contrast. January 6, 2026 showed